It's time for the ODEC and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. You guys bringing up the fact that they had the numbers, the rules change on the numbers in the NFL and what players could wear. And when can we just get to the free-for-all? Just whatever you want to wear, just wear it.
I've always liked that the NFL has rules about it.
Me too.
And the idea, I guess, is because it makes it easier for the fans to understand, makes it easier for the referees to know where a player's going to be, including, you know, quarterbacks. They need to know what position a guy plays just at a glance. And you see numbers and number ranges.
Here
but it seems like it's very exploitable when they do a massive number change like this to you should have all your guys switch the numbers. Now, you got to convince all those guys to personally let go of their personal brand for a moment, but it makes it confusing if it gets you that incremental gain against opponents to where they can't really identify. Their brain has been trained for how many years to identify linebackers in certain numbers or linemen in certain numbers and secondary. And you take advantage of that in the first couple years of this to switch everybody up. Why can't you switch guys up during the season?
Like weekly?
Yes.
To confuse the opponent.
Absolutely. Incremental gains and we're scientizing everything to give ourselves the best chance?
That's too unstable. And good luck trying to get players to let go of their brand and what number they are and all that.
And I think I speak for everybody who is obsessed with uniforms and markings and things like that. I don't want ever to see an offensive lineman wearing number 12.
That'd be great.
I just don't want to see that. I can't believe these new rules, what they allow wide receivers. A wide receiver could wear 0 to 49.
Yeah, 0 to 49.
And 80 to 89, of course. But can you imagine a wide receiver wearing like 40? That would be a terrible wide receiver number.
Back in the day, Paul Warfield, John Gilliam, they were 42.
Terrible wide receiver numbers. God.
I kind of liked it back then.
Stop it.
See? You liked it.
Well, it was just one little number, though. It wasn't like a defensive tackle wearing 7.
And you guys know do they allow double 0 now?
No, just it 0. Doesn't look
Who
like
is it that allows double 0 that I went off on that for
Basketball
a while?
Can have double 0. Maybe baseball, too. Yeah, we found a couple double zeros in baseball.
Okay. Will the NFL adopt the double zero?
Didn't they used to? Didn't Jim Otto?
Jim Otto. Kenny Burns.
But they considered that. They considered the double zero different than zero.
Jim.
It wasn't just that he.
Whatever it was is gone now. They don't. They protect mascots. They don't allow double zero.
Mascots are allowed double zero. That's it. Well, the NFL is correct on this. Basketball should not have the double zero because, you know, my rant on it, it's the same value as zero. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I know.
So you could also have triple zero. What about 11.0? Like have a number 11 on the team and then we'll have an 11.0 on the team.
No.
And they're completely different players.
No.
Totally different players.
So
they're totally.
This happened a couple of years ago, I want to say, with the Portland Trail Blazers, they fielded the lowest possible 5-man numerical team out there based on jersey numbers. They had a double zero.
A zero.
And a zero, Damian Lillard. And they had a 1, a 2, and a 3 all on the court together.
Yes.
So, unstable. On the same team, you can have a zero and a double zero in the NBA.
That is triple unstable. All right, so I got off the elevator this morning. I was coming to work and noticed a big change.
Did you notice the change?
We've got new carpet up here.
We did that in one night.
I know it.
We do?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even notice.
Yes.
All through the building?
I'm assuming it went down the way. Oh, and you came up the secret elevator, didn't
you?
He takes his own special June's elevator.
Yeah, and the hallway now is new carpet.
Yeah, we got new carpet.
Not this hallway.
Well, this is hardwood, an engineered product.
Okay.
But so there's carpet in the hallway out there.
No, they did that in one night. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but I think that they're using those carpet squares. I mean, still, it's labor intensive, but you know, the big, you know, 2x2 squares of carpet that they stick down.
Really? Because yeah. I couldn't see any.
Well, I'll go look at it again. Good. I'll go look at it again. But they put that down. Now, I did not notice any new carpet smell, but I don't know whether that's because of my diminished sense of smell.
No, I didn't either.
Due to my disability.
Oh, my God.
So I have.
He's playing this up.
I have long COVID, I guess. Isn't long COVID when you experience symptoms of COVID for a long time?
Yeah.
I guess so.
Okay. And isn't one of the symptoms of COVID losing your sense of smell?
Yes.
Okay.
Omnicon.
You have
so I need to get myself a placard where I can park a little bit closer.
He probably will. I can't get away with it somehow.
Unfortunately, I can't really argue your condition.
So I couldn't notice whether or not there's new carpet smell, but that was one of the best smells ever to me when I was a kid. When we got new carpet once, I thought that was so incredible. I loved coming into the house and smelling that new carpet smell.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, it's just all chemicals that are giving you nose cancer.
Probably.
But it's the best smelling nose cancer.
Best.
We're right in the middle of the 70s. We actually had a shag carpet in our living room. And it came with a rake. We would have to rake the shag carpet to puff it up.
Why did we think that that was a good idea to have shag carpet?
I think ours might have been red. I think we had
probably,
a red shag
the
carpet.
70s
you
made
some
thought it looked great.
Bold decisions in the 70s.
Bad decision, though.
We had some of the worst looking. And I look at pictures of people's living rooms from the 70s, and they all look kind of the same. It just, they're all dark and poorly lit.
Mm-hmm.
They all had a serial killer vibe to them.
Mm-hmm.
We had orange carpet, and I remember in my sister's bedrooms, they had yellow carpet. I mean, not gold or beige, but it was like bright yellow.
Like highlighter yellow?
Yes.
Ugh.
But I remember at the time thinking, wow, that's really cool carpet.
And then the 80s decor. 80s decor is the one I hate the most.
70s is the worst.
No, 70s is cool.
We just talked about yellow and red shag carpeting.
But like I said, it's so bold that it's cool.
No, it's not. It's horse hockey.
80s just creeped me out.
What was 80s?
It was probably not glass top dining tables and pale patterned wallpaper and just
we went through a lot of wallpaper in the 80s, but
I want that on a t-shirt.
It took us a while to get out of the 70s. We had to go through a transitional decade.
When do you think the 80s started? 82?
I'd say 1980.
Yeah, let's go with 80.
Really? You think that fashion's
if you see like any sort of video or pictures from like 80 or 81, it looks like the 70s pretty much.
So about 82 is when the
probably
80s fashion and culture kind of really took hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about right. 60s. What was the interior like in the 60s, living rooms and bedrooms.
Wasn't it slightly modernistic and it was kind of the olive? Remember, there was the appliances that were olive.
Yeah, avocado.
Mustard.
Avocado, there you go.
Yeah, mustard. Yeah, avocado. I think that was the 60s.
Yeah, that's all great. I like all that stuff, too.
Kind of the Mad Men thing.
Yeah, see, mid-century modern was a cool era of decor.
It kind of was.
Okay, other great new smells, the new car smell.
Which, do we still have that? We don't put as much glue in there, do we?
I don't know what it is, but they don't seem to smell as good as they did when I was a kid. Now, is this just nostalgia, or do they just smell really different?
No, I think you're right about that.
Like, there was nothing better than a really plush interior of a Delta 88 or a
Buick
98
LeSabre.
Buick LeSabre with the big old tufted quilted seats, cloth seats that were basically memory foam. It was awesome. So great. That was a great smell. New leather anything still smells great to me.
Yeah.
If you get a leather wallet, leather handbag, leather something.
I remember my first real leather football. Spent a lot of time smelling it.
Mark that. We need that.
No, we don't.
And it does remind me that there is a whole branch of science that deals with smells and marketing smells and making them using smells to your commercial advantage, like at nice hotels. They will spray the sheets afterwards with a certain kind of scent that imprints in you, and that you associate that with luxury.
Oh, that's a nice hotel.
Yes, and comfort. And so you just, when you get in those sheets, notice the smell of the sheets when you get in. It's not just laundry detergent that they use. It's the scent technology that they're employing at the hotel. They even do that in lobbies of places. Hidden devices that inject scent into that room.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, they're gaming you every which way. It's awesome.
We have devices that inject a certain smell into this studio.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. That's why we had to put a pillow up under Norm to try to absorb all the sins of the world.